because it was a very interesting start to say the least, but you guys definitely all pulled out in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was really interesting. I think, you know, Golden State is a very tough team to play against because they, you know, the style that they play. They have a lot of three-point shooters, and, you know, our focus in this game was really to defend a three-point line. I thought we did that for the most part. But as I told our guys, that team has no quitting. And we knew even when we got the lead that, you know, they were still going to make a push. And, you know, they've got guys that can make shots. You know, that's just the bottom line. And you just have to defend it. And then you got to go back at them any other way, just looking for the advantages matchup-wise. We tried to exploit, you know, the matchup with Monte guarding Joe size-wise. They came on a double team, and, you know, we made some nice passes out of double team. A few times we were slow getting the ball out of double team, but for the most part, we got it out, and then we were able to capitalize.
You guys did a good job against Monte and Monte and Steph, but Darrell Wright was able to get off.
Darrell Wright has been playing well for him. He really has. He's been playing really well for him. He's been shooting the ball really well for him. He, you know, we knew going into the game that we were going to have our hands full, especially in the backcourt with Curry, with Ellis, but we did a good job on him. You know, we contested a lot of their shots, but Darrell Wright made shots, you know. Sometimes you got to give up something to get something, and it was a pretty much even trade-off. But again, that Golden State team is a tough team to defend because they've got shooters all over the place, and they got guys that really crash the boards, and we were just fortunate to come out with a win tonight.
Coach, sometimes Bibby gets maybe unfairly maligned for getting outplayed by the point guards, but he had a good game today. What do you attribute it to?
Well, you know, Mike is just, you know, he's a war horse. You know, he's playing against younger, faster, quicker guys, and you know, at times it's a little tough for him. But you know, when it's all said and done with what we do, he's a perfect fit because he can really he can knock shots down, and we run an offense that we go through, we go through Joe, you know, we go through Josh, we go through Al, and when those guys our double team, you know, we got a guy like him sitting out there that can make shots. And he's been, you know, Mike has done a great job for us. You know, I'm really proud of the fact that defensively he's really putting forth the effort, and he's really trying to fight through screens. He's fighting the pick and rolls. And that just says, says a lot about this guy really wants to win. He's committed to winning. And, you know, there are some nights where, you know, some guys may outplay him. You know, we know that. But for overall, his effort has been absolutely outstanding. And I thought tonight he did a great job defensively.
Coach, you talked about wanting to discourage the three-point shot from them. And it looked like toward the end, Steph stopped shooting and Monte stopped shooting. Do you think you succeeded in that?
I don't know. I think both of those guys, I thought we did a good job, especially with the pick and roll and fighting the screen and then contested even late, you know, and sometimes that's all it takes on a pick and roll is to for the guy to see that you're going to get a hand up, and it can discourage a shot. And I thought we did a great job with that. You know, it forced them into some tough shots, and they missed some shots, and maybe discouraged them a little bit going down the stretch. But that was our whole game plan in defending the 3-point line. We got caught a couple of times going underneath the screen, and I know Jamal got caught one time in that fourth quarter, but for the most part, we did a great job in defending the pick and roll. We did a great job in contesting both guys' shot, and that's just how you have to play those guys.
Coach, it seems like Joe Johnson still isn't quite right, or is it just the wrong observation?
Well, he, again, we're not playing a lot of isolation basketball. So he's playing, he's playing within what we do. You know, when I pick up that stat sheet and I see that he has 8 assists, I see that he's playing the right way. And when he has 8 assists, that means you know, he's getting the ball to other people. We had 31 assists for the night, so that's huge. You know, anytime you get 25 or more assists, you know, usually good things happen. And Joe right now is just doing a great job in playing the right way. Yeah, he missed some shots that he'd normally make, but again, I'm comfortable with the fact that I know that when he really gets back into his rhythm, he'll knock those shots down.
And Al had another, particularly in the first half. Al was really solid.
Al was great tonight. He did a great job. I thought he defended well. We got the ball to him in the post. He responded. You know, he made some outside shots. A great game overall. Josh Smith played a great game as well. You know, he's starting to mix up his inside, his outside, and when he's like that, he's very, very tough to defend, and he did a great job for us.
Do you feel like you're starting to get some of your home dominance back to you after kind of a shaky start?
Yeah, a little bit, but I can also see that our guys are you know, when they're at home, they feel like they can turn it on and turn it off, and you know, when they have to. And I tell them every game we play, first of all, you have to respect every opponent. On any given night, anybody can be beaten, and we have to learn to come out every single night, and we have to establish ourselves at the very beginning. We have to play with a sense of urgency at the very beginning, and we have to play like a team that you know, when the smoke clears, we're going to be at the top of the heap when it's all said and done. And that's the challenge every single night that I throw out to these guys. And you know, it looks like, you know, we're starting to get a rhythm at home, and now that we're ready to go on the road, we have to get back to that road mentality as far as how to win, and I think our guys are ready to respond.
Coach, you mentioned the 31 assists. Just talk about where you see the team as far as grasping the offense at this point. Now you passed the quarter point.
Well, I think they understand. I think we run a lot of different things for a lot of different players. At times we get a little stagnant because we revert back to some of the isolation stuff, which is fine because we have some good isolation players. But for the most part, I think offensively everybody is really starting to grasp the concept of what we're trying to do. What's even more important is the fact that not only are they starting to understand the offense, but they're starting to understand different positions. And that's big because now we can run things and we can move people around and we have interchangeable pieces in different spots, and that just enhances your offense. And our guys look like they're starting to pick it up, and hopefully they will continue.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.